I wanted to give big updates on Trump's speech last week about communist China that you and I have been detailing for years. The documents have come out, but even more, you have federal court documents that they've told you not to release, but you're going to do that.
There's a dirty Venezuelan software package that lets you steal elections. It was in Smartmatic, where it was called SAES, Smartmatic Automated Election System. They bought an American company called Sequoia, and they put it inside Sequoia, where it was called WinEDS. That dirty package got shifted, and it's actually inside Dominion. They call their system Democracy Suite. They've been denying like hell that they have WinEDS. I'm going to prove to you that it is in their system. What's happened now is Liberty has come along. Actually, Liberty is just a new name on Dominion. It's the same corporation. So that dirty package is still inside. Trump released this last Thursday night, the CIA document summary of their own intelligence reporting 04 to 20. Document 2, they talk about how they have had persistent concerns that Venezuela was developing systems to cheat elections. Well, they did, in fact, develop that software, and it was the WinEDS that I just walked you through. They are acknowledging that, yes, Venezuela developed this, and they've been stealing or trying to steal their own elections with it. Let's go to an internal Dominion email, which I'm not supposed to show anyone. This is from 2011. A guy named Craig Short, contractor for Dominion, is talking to Sherry Hadsky. You're going to see in a moment, she's the secretary with the Secretary of State of Louisiana. This is all about the WinEDS upgrade. Now, remember, you're going to see Dominion's come out and say, we don't have WinEDS. No, we never did. That's all some junk from the past. But meanwhile, their internal emails, they're talking about upgrading their system. She says, hey, confidentially, if Democracy Suites, if this runs on Windows 7 and this WinEDS runs on Windows 2003, don't we need two servers? So she knew and Dominion knew that they were, in fact, still using WinEDS. And the guy confirms, yes, that we're going to need two servers. This is an email from Eric Coomer in 2020. He's running the elections in Chicago. He's writing a guy, Goran Obradovic, who's in Serbia. They're talking about setting up servers to process ballots as they come in. So this is a few days before the election. He says, 30 minutes, 12,000 ballots. We may have some timing problems. We can set up the cartridges to load overnight as they come in scare quotes, and then as they come in, meaning we're going to be uploading them, but pretending that these are ballots coming in from the field. We can then load them into the WinEDS. So here's Eric Coomer, the CTO of Dominion, acknowledging that WinEDS is being used in their system. He swore up, down, and sideways since then, as a Dominion, and he's saying our good Dominion machines don't have any of that WinEDS package in them. Here's a guy, Edmundo Rojas. You look on his LinkedIn. He's at Dominion Voting Systems, but he's also under contract as a senior product specialist to Liberty Vote.
Yeah, so they're rebranded. Don't worry, Republicans own it now. Everything's fine.
But here's another Dominion voting guy, again, writing to Coomer, establishing VPN connection into the virtual machines today to reach the county's electronic voting machines. And on the next page, our tablet arrives in Shanghai Customs. We're waiting for clearance. So the tablets you're voting on are actually going through Shanghai Customs, where China gets to edit them. This is all under what's Liberty Vote. Chinese-made equipment with Venezuelans who are all in our system, that Venezuelans here in the U.S. who are now working for Liberty Vote. You trace these Venezuelans back to the same university through Smartmatic and Sequoia, and now they're in different places running our elections in the United States.
The multinational corporate intelligence conglomerates.
Chinese, Iranian, Venezuelan, they're all in on it. It's one constellation of bad actors.
And it's the Democrats and the CIA, as you pointed out, contract people that hate us to do it, so they have plausible deniability. Oh, as they come in,
you get what's going on.
So we preload the results before they come in.
What they really do is when they set up a Dominion server for some county, they set up next to it a second machine. That is the WinEDS machine. They run the election on this machine. All this stuff gets in. And what they're not telling anyone is it goes from the Dominion machine to this EDS dirty machine and then gets reported into the election reporting system. So before the results go from the county to the legitimate election reporting system, they're run through this WinEDS dirty Venezuelan software. They and only they even know it exists.
Let's add some personality to this frog. Little red right here for some lipstick. Just a few gentle strokes. There we go. A perfect little touch.
Friends. Has your water been acting a little suspicious lately? Does it taste like it took a wrong turn through a garden hose on the way to your kitchen? Well, don't panic. Introducing the Dual Carbon Gravity Water Filter.
Gee whiz, it sparkles like diamonds in the sunshine! No more of that yucky, murky tap stuff that tastes like it came straight from the old rusty pipes.
This water is so good.
It's the best ever.
I'm so glad. Fresh water is important.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Drink up.
We will.
Wow, that sure is a fine-looking water filter.
You know I'd never do you wrong, Lucy. This is top of the line, I tell ya.
Oh, I believe you.
Just you wait and see. I just know Ricky will love it.
I can't wait till he gets home.
He'll be so impressed.
Hi, honey. I'm home.
Come in the kitchen, dear. I want to show you something.
Oh, boy, that tastes great. You can always trust good old Alex.
Another satisfied customer.
And then 5 days ago, she wrote an open letter to Donald Trump on her Substack account saying, please don't run for president again.
I think people know that if Trump does throw his hat in the ring, as he's expected to do, that chaos is back. And we've had enough. I mean, people are exhausted.
Why is Tafoya going so far as to say, don't run, Trump?
There are so many things going on that people want some leadership without that kind of baggage, without that kind of tumult. I hear it a lot from people I know who voted for Trump, who just don't want to see him back now. They want something a little closer to normal. I think people want sanity. I think people want to breathe normally again. I think people see the writing on the wall.
And this just isn't Tafoya. 3 days ago on Fox, a tweet about calls for Trump to delay his announcement. The Hill published a story saying the party is worried that Trump announcing will backfire.
We know where they are. This again, these are the lies we tell ourselves. They're in the shadows. We don't know where to find them. It's too hard to get them. We know exactly where they are. You mean to tell me that CENTCOM can put a heat guided beast and we don't know where 20 million people are in our own country? Well, it says one of two things. Either we have a problem with CENTCOM. I just think people are lying. They know exactly where these people are. They know exactly where they are. They gave them credit cards and cell phones. They're giving them free health care. They're giving them education. They're letting them in. They're in the schools. We know where they are. They're registering their kids to go to school.
I'm not saying we don't know where they are. I'm saying they're on somebody's business model. They're in the business model.
If we know
right
where
now.
They are, then they need to go. That's it. If you're for, again, I'll say it again. If you're not for mass deportations, you are for amnesty.
That's how you get a radical left of secular humanists and scientists and all these other people who are anti-Christian and anti-American. They continue to pull the Overton window over to the left, and all these center-right, middle-of-the-road, moderate Republicans talk about electability, and they cling on to that Overton window because they want to be liked. And they come right out and say it. If you listen to MSNBC, even Fox News on the right night, they'll say, the international rules-based order. When you hear the international rules-based order, you know you're talking to traitors. Yes. Understand it, and I'm dead serious about it. When you hear the phrase international rules-based order, you know you're talking to subversives. Why should American citizens, the American working class, have to pay for the security of the whole world? I'll tell you why you pay. You pay because you want the security. You want it. They lie to you. They give you a false sense of security in exchange for all of your money. And it is a false sense of security because look where we are. After 60 years of an international rules-based order, we handed the world's financial capital to a transgender jihadist. And that's what Mom Donnie is. He's a transgender activist and he's a jihadist. Let's call them what they are. He's a transgender jihadist. because he hasn't changed his gender yet, but by his rules and standards, he could wake up tomorrow and I'm Mom Donna Leah. Right? And I say it jokingly, but it's so serious. We've given up our security, and it's a false sense of security. Let me tell you how it really works. You live in a reverse vassal empire. Throughout history, there have been vassal empires. The way a vassal empire works is the bigger kingdom takes tribute from the little kingdom or village or town or fiefdom or whatever the case may be in exchange for protection. If you run into trouble with another kingdom or a band of marauders, you send us a message and then we'll send aid, right? Vassal state, vassal empire. Everybody familiar with that? We live in a reverse vassal empire. We pay everybody else to protect them.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show here on Sunday Night Live, the Alex Jones Network. I'm your guest host, Royce White, here in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I'm back with you after 2 weekends of being gone. It's a great honor and pleasure to be back with you this evening. So much to talk about. So much time to talk about it. Yeah, 2 hours. You got me for the next 2 hours here, and we're going to use every last second of it because there's a lot to talk about. I'm going full throttle today, so strap in. I was sick earlier in the week. I had the lettuce bug or the lettuce flu or the vegetable bug or whatever the stomach virus is going around. Stomach flu, very rarely do I get sick. I do a lot of fasts, and I think that's why I rarely get sick anymore. I used to get sick at least 2-3 times a year. Cold here, cold there, stuff like that. But ever since I started fasting regularly, I haven't been getting sick as much. And that's because, the body is a hospital. You turn it on by fasting, right? The Bible tells us that much. But this stomach bug definitely knocked me on my rear end, and it was rough tumble. It's just the latest experimental biological attack on the American people. Who cares? I mean, we modify some mosquitoes there in the Everglades. We put some spike protein in your produce or in your meat there in the heartland, the corn, whatever. I mean, it's just all over the place. We got to roll with the punches on that front because we're nowhere near getting that national security threat contained. As I was saying there in the cold open, it's a false sense of security. You've traded your tax money for this delusional security state or security guarantee from your federal government mostly, but then from this international conglomerate, as Alex Jones was saying before we switched over here, this international corporate conglomerate, you traded all your tax money, sovereignty, freedom, all these other things over for this false sense of security from this international corporate conglomerate. And what do you get? You get food packaged at the local grocery store. You don't even know if it's killing you or not. I mean, in most cases, it is killing a lot of people. More people would die if it wasn't for how genius God's design is of the human body. More people would be dropping like flies. I bet you these deep state mad scientists are actually often surprised by how many people don't die from the Kevorkian experiments that they try on us. I bet there's a heavy level of resent all of the experiments they try on the human body, and yet we're so resilient. Why? Because God is much smarter than your average scientific psycho. That being said, I'm back up and moving a little slow. And I've got my electrolytes here and whatnot, but we're going to get into it tonight. And if I pass out, right? If I pass out live on air, because I get too worked up, glory be to God. All right, we're going full throttle tonight. Number one, if you don't support mass deportations, you are for amnesty. We should make a song out of it. Foreign invaders, foreign invaders, foreign invaders. Deport every one of these foreign invaders. If you're not for mass deportations, you're for amnesty. If you're not for mass deportations, you're for amnesty, right? We should just make a little corny jingle out of it. Because it's really that simple. If you're not for mass deportations, by definition, you are for amnesty because we can't let any of these people stay here. None of them, not a single one, especially
especially, but not limited to, Joe Biden's foreign invaders. You got to call them Joe Biden's foreign invaders, like they're part of the team he recruited, because they were recruited and enlisted to invade our country under his watch. Now, if you want to get technical, you could call them Obama's invaders. I know, I got you. Okay. You can call them Democrat invaders. You can call them globalist invaders. You can call them Jewish invaders. You can call them, you know, whatever you want to call them. Call them it. Hey, they're foreign. They're invaders. They have to go. Simple, simple, simple. Now, why do I start there? In Minnesota, the recent headlines is this controversy about the great Mike Lindell, who is an American patriot, and I put his medal against anybody in this audience any day of the week. Any day of the week. Put Mike Lindell's patriotic resume up against yours any day of the week, and there ain't a handful of people in this audience who can say they've done more for this country than he has. Now, with that being said, let me just say some things about the great Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell is honest to a fault. He's genuine to a fault. He's not a politician. He's not a carefully curated and polished politician. He's a man who's been to the bottom, survived, was saved, came back, created a successful business, and then in the twilight of his life decided, you know what, I'm just going to throw it all on the line so we can have secure elections. And a lot of you conservative rhinos, especially in the Minnesota Republican establishment, never liked Mike Lindell the same way you've never liked President Trump. And it's not from the right. Your criticism of President Trump and Mike Lindell or the MAGA movement, or Christians, conservatives, whatever the case may be, whatever you want to call it. Your criticism ain't coming from the right of those folks. It's coming from the left. And if I say accurately, the center left. Oh, yeah, we got a lot of center left Republicans in the state of Minnesota. And the Mike Lindell controversy is a great example. See, because they all want people to believe that Mike Lindell's kerfuffle. Is that the right word? The kerfuffle. The kerfuffle of Mike Lindell's proposal that effectively did suggest amnesty. Now, you know, if he really meant it, if it was written by him, the document was fully written by him, if he's completely vetted the whole thing out, all of that's, you know, that's another issue. But essentially, it did float amnesty for 6 months. And sorry, Mike, you know I love you. You know I love you. You know I support him. And here's the thing. Still has my unwavering support for governor because I know the rest of these people. In fact, I'm one of the people who, behind the scenes, begged Mike Lindell to run for governor. Is it because I think we're going to have secure elections in, I don't know, 20 days or so? We got a primary coming up on August 11th? No. Is it because I think we're going to have secure elections in November? No. It's because this movement, this time in our nation's history, is just as much about the political narrative and the momentum of the zeitgeist as it is the results of rigged and stolen elections. And Mike Lindell is the best person positioned to hold the right in Minnesota, which is the cultural epicenter of American politics. Hold the Republican Party as the top of the ticket. Now, a lot of people would say, well, United States Senator, you're higher on the ticket than Mike Lindell, technically. And I defer to Mike. I defer to Mike and I defer to the governor in that hierarchy for the same reason that I decided that I didn't want to run for governor. Because at the time when I had to make that decision, I wasn't 35 yet. And I just don't think somebody who's not 35 should be the governor of a state. The same way I don't think somebody who's not 35 should be the president. It's not the law, but it's my personal opinion. All right. I still have a little, a few immaturity kinks to work out of my system. We need it in the Senate, though. Oh, we need some knockdown, drag out, cutthroats in that United States Senate, the House, too, by the way. But regardless, I defer to Mike Lindell a lot because, one, he sacrificed more than I ever could imagine, more than I ever have, for sure. But, two, he's such a genuine person. And if you know Mike, if you've ever met him, he is such a genuine person. He and I disagree 100% on his proposal or the proposal that was put out there because I'm a mass deportations guy. Every last one, every foreign invader that came in under the Joe Biden administration must be tracked, must be found, must be detained, must be deported. Kids and everybody, all of them. You got a problem with, you know, what was his name? I forgot his little name. Was Lil Houlihan? What was his name? Little Leland or whatever. They kept showing this picture or whatever. You know what? I feel for all the kids all over the world. But your people came here legally, little buddy. And so you're going to have to go back with your parents. Get your parents. Get your bags packed. You guys get your stuff. Get your affairs in order. And you guys are going to be going back. That's just it. I'm sorry to say it. We cannot let this nation die through suicidal empathy. And to think that this nation has no carrying capacity is so naive and arrogant. It should be discrediting to anybody who says it. We can take as many people as the left. They know how many people they know we can't take any more people. We can't take any more people. We can't pay Social Security to the people we got. We cannot pay promised economic benefits, promised, committed economic benefits to the people we already have. And you're going to try and convince us that bringing in the world's downtrodden is going to help us meet the demand or square the circle for our own American citizens and prosperity? So no amnesty, mass deportations. But none of these other governors. Let me name names. I'm going off tonight, so strap in. I told you all I'm going there. We're naming names, okay? Because it pisses me. One thing about me is if we're friends and we go into battle together, I got your back. I mean, we win, lose, or draw. Now, if you cross a line of my sacred honor, right? If you like come to, we're friends, and you come to me and you say, "Hey, you know, there's this ritual we do where we kill little children as a satanic offering." Okay, then I might have to shoot you in the head right then and there, because that's too far, even for friends and you know, people who are together in a fight, in a movement, in a party, whatever the case may be. Too far, we got to shoot you in the head. But there are times where your friends may get things wrong for whatever reason. Maybe they just had a bad day, stomach bug like I had earlier in the week. And they say something they didn't fully understand or didn't necessarily mean, didn't necessarily understand the implications of. And I feel this way about Mike Lindell right now. I got his back because I know his heart. He's genuine. And if there's one person in the state of Minnesota running for office who I believe will see something and see what's right and wrong and change course if necessary, it's Mike Lindell. The rest of these people I know, and we're going to name names. We're going to start right now. Let's start with the four sitting Republican Congress members here in Minnesota. Four sitting Republican Congress members. Michelle Fischbach, Brad Finstad, Pete Stauber, Tom Emmer. I've been campaigning in Minnesota for 5.5 years, since early 2021, when President Trump didn't have an ally or two to rub together, okay? When everybody had abandoned ship after January 6th, and you had the Mike Pences of the world and all the other Fox News Trotskyites say, "Oh, this was an insurrection. This was the darkest day in our nation's history." A bunch of sackless wonders. "This is the darkest day in American history." Shut your mouth, you stupid gay commie. It's not the darkest day in history, in recent history, let alone the nation's history. Give me a break, okay? In those days, crazy as I am, I decided to join the movement. I look at the people there January 6th and I go, at least these people have the balls to actually go up to the front door of power. I don't know what the rest of everybody else is thinking. I'm crazy like that though, right? Conspiracy theorists. Anyway, in those days, until now, I've been running for office here in the great state of Minnesota, 32nd state of the union, and I haven't heard one of our sitting Republican Congress members use the term mass deportations once. Not once have one of our four sitting Republican Congress members used the term mass deportations at a Republican Party event, and I go to all of them. I've certainly heard Tom Emmer come in and say, "We will stand with Israel forever." But I've never heard him use the term mass deportations. Not once at a public event. I'm not saying he may have not floated it on X or he may have not said it in some speech. I'm saying when we're behind closed doors as the Republican Party and we're talking about the organizing principles of our party in Minnesota, I have never heard one of our sitting four Republican Congress members use the term mass deportations. Let's go on down the line. Republican stalwarts in the state of Minnesota, like Norm Coleman, former U.S. Senator Norm Coleman, former U.S. Senator Rudy Boschwitz, Israel Firsters to boot, former governor, Republican governor Tim Pawlenty, the last Republican governor we had, never heard them use the term mass deportations at a Republican Party event. Not once. Mike Lindell's current governor opponents, Lisa DeMuth, Kendall Qualls, been on the campaign trail with them for over a year and a half now. I've never heard them use the term mass deportations. Our current party chair, Alex Plekish, our former party chair, David Hand, never heard them use the term mass deportations. In fact, let me tell you how broken the conservative culture is in the state of Minnesota. There was a man, and you can go look this up right now on X if you're watching live or whatever the case may be. You got the ability to, you know, dual window this deal. You can go look up this name. Chris Maddle was his name. And when this race first started, when the 2026 midterm election cycle first started, he had his hat in the ring to be governor. He was a governor candidate. And so we went to these early BPOU meetings, and they had these straw polls, right, where the delegates of State Central Committee, and these are things you may not know if you're not a Republican Party officer, insider, candidate, but regardless, they had these BPOUs, your basic political operating unit, which most of you in this audience should go and join so we don't get rhinos voting for endorsements in your Republican Party. But anyway, so they had these straw polls. And this was the weekend. This was like the week or the weekend Mike Lindell actually decided to get into the race. And again, I lobbied on him hard to get into the race. We have to hold the right in this state, regardless of if we can get the election secure or not. You are the most famous figure in the MAGA movement in the state of Minnesota. And this great state needs you. This great state needs you to represent the Republican Party as a genuine MAGA person, MAGA voice. Yeah, because I can't do it alone. And again, I'm the only one on the campaign trail in Minnesota on the Republican side that says mass deportations. Go look it up. I don't believe me. Go and look it up. Go look at these other people's websites, social media, their video messages and announcements, and tell me which one of them used the term mass deportations with any consistency or any emphasis. They don't. So anyway, let me tell you how bad it actually gets. This guy, Chris Maddle, at the State Central Committee, got like 100-something votes in the governor straw poll. Like 100-something votes, okay? He was third on the list. I think Mike Lindell either came in fourth right behind him or might have been second. But this guy, Chris Maddle, was high up there in the straw poll results. Only to a few short weeks later, just a few short weeks later, put this mea culpa out on social media about how he can't in good conscience run as a candidate for the Republican Party if ICE is going to stop Mexican people because of the color of their skin. Does that not tell you everything you need to know about the state of play for the conservative culture in the great state of Minnesota? These people are not hardcore conservatives on anything. How do you know? They didn't conserve anything. That's how you know. We'll be right back. We're here at the Alex Jones Show, Sunday Night Live. I'm your guest host, Royce White. Stay tuned. We'll be right back in a moment.
Is a massive sale going on right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Huge. Ultimate summer sale. 50% off Ultimate Power, Freedom Mango, and Patriot Punch. If you loved Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy, this is basically the same formula, but even stronger with some other ingredients added that make it even better. Time-released with all the key minerals and vitamins and cofactors. It is incredible. Methylene Red Capsules. This is a proprietary product that goes with methylene blue, but by itself supercharges your cells and your whole body as a stimulant, but doesn't feel like one with no letdown. It would take an hour to get into Ultra Methylene Red. The capsules are now in Ultimate Methylene Red. I should spend 5 minutes just telling you what this does. Go read the ingredients, ask ChatGPT or Grok about it. Ask them what these things will do for you. In fact, I did this with the Bethlehem Rev when it came out 6 months ago. I want to do that again and just show you what it says about it. I mean, this is high-end stuff at a low price. You can get it for 50% off right now. Methylene Red Capsules, introducing those. Mind Fuel Nootropic Energy Shots, all 50% off. 40% off zeolite tincture, detoxify and go up for spike protein, and it's good for your whole body getting heavy metals out. Methylene Blue Tincture, 40% off. CMOS Gummies, 40% off. Shilajit Gummies, 40% off. Methylene Blue Gummies, 40% off. Ultimate Chill, which is the kava and all the rest of it. You'll be totally calm, but also focused. That goes great with Ultimate Energy. You stack them. And a whole bunch of other big discounts as well. 30% off all apparel. Most of the apparel has like a 75% markup. If it's a small, it costs less, so it's 100%. When you buy like an XXL, it's less than 100% markup. It's like 75%. So when you have 30% off on the apparel, we're making like $5 on it. The widest selection of Patriot shirts of every different design, configuration, it is the widest selection. It's over 800 different shirts. It's ridiculous. The new line that I designed is, I think, pretty good. Rebel Scum since 1776. The Betsy Ross flag, less 1984, more 1776 in muscle shirts. A whole bunch of other really cool stuff now at thealexjonesstore.com. I love this lightweight so-called dress shirt, but it's a very special type of shirt from a great manufacturer. It's super lightweight, amazing. We now have the boxer shorts, and they're not boxer like underwear. You know, the classic boxer shorts that aren't long and aren't short. They're just kind of medium. They're my favorite type. I picked these out. I picked the brand. I said, this is the type of short I like. And it's you know, what everybody I see wears at the gym. I mean, it's just that they're great. And it's got a ring of stars with 1776 on the right hip. Very clean, very nice. We're adding a lot of new apparel at thealexjonesstore.com. And every order right now, and it's about to end in the next few days, gets a free mystery t-shirt. You just put your size in, you get a free mystery t-shirt with every order that's $29 or more at thealexjonesstore.com. That is a hell of a deal right now. We have all these pure Americana beauties. We've got the new white trash collection that we should pull up and show people. That's what I'm calling it, because I always see truckers and stuff wearing it. I mean that affectionately. But it's, you know, a beautiful Daisy Duke or beautiful blonde, beautiful brunette, you know, with 1776 across it, Texas flag, rebel flags, American flags, Gadsden flags. We got a whole bunch of these Texas Rebel limited edition vintage style t-shirt. I love it. These are obnoxious. If you're going to go big. There's a whole line of those bad boys with the beautiful ladies on them right now at thealexjonesstore.com. We have the very best shower filters with the highest ratings, cutting out the most garbage at the lowest price. We've got the silver collectible 250-year anniversary with the amazing, my favorite cross, Jerusalem cross. Those are going to be gone soon. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And you stand with us, and you know that all the great work we're doing is because of you. You are the reason we're here. You are the InfoWar. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show here on the Alex Jones Network, Sunday Night Live. I'm your guest host, Royce White, here in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And we were just talking about the Mike Lindell controversy again. It goes without saying, mass deportations, full stop. Full send. Mass deportations, full send. Not full stop. But with that being said, I went through and I listed all the names of these prominent Minnesota Republicans, some of them running in office this cycle, some of them running against Mike Lindell. None of these people are hardcore on deportations. None of them are hardcore on immigration enforcement. None of them. No, and all you have to do is go check out their social media. This ain't hidden. Go to Lisa DeMuth's ex, go to Kendall Qualls' ex, and search their tweets, which you can do easily. There's a little search button right there in the top right-hand corner. Go and search their tweets. Type in mass deportations. You'll come up with zero, because they do not believe in mass deportations, which, as I stated earlier, means they are for amnesty. Everybody has to understand that. If you're not for mass deportations, you are for amnesty. But it's a symptom of a bigger crisis, especially here in Minnesota. And it's what I've been saying to you for like the past year since I've been guest hosting on Sundays. I've been saying, and I come and I'm very critical of us. I mean, I'm very critical, you know, I'm critical of you and the audience. Now, if it doesn't apply to you, it's like every great basketball, football coach, every good leader, every good parent, military, general, or whatever. If it doesn't apply to you, it doesn't apply to you. But if it applies to you, you know it applies to you. We haven't had enough yet. Things haven't gotten bad enough. We're still soft. I mean, we're uber soft. We are so soft, it's scary. The people who we let live, I mean, in what world? And just look at our Congress. Look at our Congress, look at our Senate. The kind of people that we like running this country is embarrassing in and of itself. And I mean the prototype. Like, when you look at these people, you can tell that they're not hard people. They're not gritty, tough nose, you know, pipe hitters. You can just look at them. Even some of the ones I like, I look and I go, I don't know if I want to be in a foxhole with that guy. A little squishy, a little soft around the edges, a little light in his loafers. I'm just being real with you guys. Go ahead, take a look. I mean, even if you want to pull it up there in the studio, just start scrolling the Congress, just on the face value. And I know I'll never judge a book by its cover. Well, you know, in the sports world, we do a lot of judging other books by their cover. And we love our sports. We can't get enough. In fact, we love our sports so much, we can't get enough of sports to the point where it consumes all our time to deal with being citizens and the value of citizenship. So if we're going to have an obsessive sports culture, the least we could do is mirror our emphasis, our what we admire, what we revere about our athletes onto our leaders. At least, you know, at least, at the very least, we could start electing some people who are tough enough to walk and chew bubble gum at the same time with some style. But no, we don't want to do that. We actually voted in Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell wasn't a hitter when he was young, let alone now. I'm just being real with you guys. We have two diametrically opposed cultures in America. We have the culture where we love the hyper-skilled, hyper-competent, in some cases super wealthy, physically gifted, naturally physically gifted, talented man, alpha male. And then we have this completely alternate universe where we elect the Mom Donnies who have limp wrists. Yeah, blow it up there. Let's get a close-up on some of these folks. See in the studio there, they've pulled up some of our illustrious elected officials. I mean, just on face value. Oh, I see that's a Raphael Warnock. No, skip the Democrats. Let's go over to the Republicans. Yeah, let's go over there. Zoom in on some of these folks. Is that Tim Scott I see up there? Go zoom in on Tim Scott specifically. I think, is this the Senate? I think this is it. Well, just look at these folks. Go ahead at the audience. Do these people look like they're going to defend your liberties? Do they look like they are going to hold the line for a dying nation? The answer is obvious. The answer is, with all due respect to everybody, the answer is obvious. These people are not going to hold the line. That's why they haven't held the line. What more do you need to see? At what point do you go, you know what? All right, we've seen this prototype before. We're not voting for these people again. No, I'm not even voting for the type. You, the Chris Maddows, who have the very successful legal resume. Right. And some of you probably saw him. He was on Fox News or, you know, he was, fighting some legal battles and whatnot. And I get, you know, people do their deal. But in this nation's darkest hour, and like I said, back when it happened with the whole ICE controversy, that was our nation's new darkest hour. The darkest hour before that was in 2024 when Michelle Tafoya begged President Trump not to run. And we had a bunch of Republicans like, what's his name? Bill Kristol. Yeah, yeah. And McCain and some other folks who threw in with the communists, right? That was our nation's darkest hour. And then once we won the election, President Trump won the election, and we had the entire country rebel, or a good, not the entire country, I'm sorry, a significant portion of people on the left rebel against the 2024 victory by saying we should let in unlimited illegals. That was the darkest moment in our nation's history. And in that moment, one of our Minnesota Republican governor candidates, who was an officer of the court, by the way, backed out of the entire governor race because he couldn't possibly represent the Republican Party if ICE is going to stop Mexicans or Latinos or Hispanics based on their color. Excuse me, sir. You're looking at a man whose grandmother immigrated to this country from Aguascalientes, Mexico. I'm here to tell you, people who come from Aguascalientes, Mexico, they look a certain way, respectfully. Go figure. Go figure. Joe Biden lets in 20 million foreign invaders, most of which come from a particular place in the world that has an proximity to the equator, which means they get a certain amount of sun, certain habitat, certain diet, certain genetic evolution in that area over a number of generations. And my God, they tend to look similar or have similar pigmentation. Go figure that we'd be looking for people who look a certain way. It's like if the Chinese decided to invade America, you know, the Red Dawn scenario, it wouldn't be hard to spot them. I'm just saying, what kind of sick game are we playing here that the ICE initiative, the ICE enforcement, wouldn't involve what they would call racial profiling? It's not racial profiling. It's visual pattern recognition. It's visual characteristics. You look Hispanic. Did you come from a Hispanic country? Let us see your papers. You come from Antarctica. Don't get me started on Antarctica. We'll save Antarctica for next Sunday. All right. But, you know, you didn't come from Antarctica. You didn't come from the North Pole. You didn't come from the Siberian Peninsula. You didn't come from Africa. Some of them came from Africa. And hey, you look African. Are you African? Which country did you come from exactly in Africa? Are you a citizen? Okay. I mean, if you look Jewish, and there are Jewish people who look Jewish. Some Jewish people have a Jewish look. Okay. Did you come from Israel? Okay. I mean, it is what it is. Did we have massive amounts of illegal Israelis pouring into our country during the Joe Biden administration? Did we have massive amounts of Eastern European? Actually, there were probably more Eastern Europeans than we realized. But for the most part, we know where these people came from. Don't play the race game. Don't play the race game. And yeah, we're going to get rid of dual citizenship. And yeah, we need to stop letting all these Europeans, you know, immigrate. We need a moratorium on immigration. Let's just put it out. Let's start with that. 20 to 25 year moratorium on all immigration. All immigration. So there's that. I don't think we should be creating preferential. I don't trust any of these people coming from anywhere in the world, to be honest. And call me you're an isolationist. We need to have allies in the world. Oh, shut your mouth, you stupid gay commie. What we need to do is get our house in order. That's what we need to do. But don't tell us it's racist, Mr. Maddow, former Republican Party Minnesota governor candidate, who dropped out in the middle of the ICE controversy because he couldn't possibly let his daughters see him represent a party who racially profiles undocumented immigrants or American citizens, for that matter. See, and Joe Biden exposed us to this. People got to realize the sequence of events. Sure, it's not pleasant when a foreign invasion happens from a particular part of the world and they tend to look similar, you know, to a degree similar. And now we have to comb the entire country of people who may be citizens and may not be. And do you really think it's by accident that Joe Biden and the globalists allowed a foreign invasion in at the peak of when they want to stoke racial division? You really think it's by accident? No, they knew what the result would be. The result would be, in order to get these foreign invaders out, you have to subject American citizens to being profiled based on how they look. And that just feeds their racism narrative, their racial division. Too bad. Too bad. I know it's hard for some people to swallow that pill, but get you a glass of water, okay? Too bad. Too bad. We're going to have to comb this country and profile some folks because a president of the United States and his deep state collaborators decided to let foreign invaders into this country, and they all look a certain way. They didn't come in here, you know, they don't live with masks. They don't live with some type of skin transplant where they look gray like the extraterrestrials we're all obsessed with now and whatnot. So they look a certain way. And it's the same with black-on-black crime. It's like, I can tell you this from the neighborhood. If I'm walking through the neighborhood, this is me. This is me talking. I come from the hood. If I'm walking through the hood, and I see a white person in the hood, my first thought is, damn, you walking around this neighborhood like you don't know it's dangerous. That's the first thing. When black people who come from the hood are driving in the hood, walking in the hood, when we're in the hood, we are acutely aware of the dangers that the hood have to offer. And when we see white people just kind of, you know, walking around, you know, golly-go-lucky, we're like, damn. What's up with these white folk? These white folk walking around here like, dang, you know, you in the hood. And they do. And some of them live there. And some of them get robbed. Some of them don't, right? It's not like every white person who lives in the hood gets knocked over the head. But it does happen. Point I'm making is, when I'm walking through the hood and I see a crowd of 10 young black men on the corner with their pants sagging, and their hoodies up or the ski mask on, and they're going in their pockets or they're tugging at their waistband or they're talking real loud and obnoxious like they have no regard for anybody else in the immediate area, I think there's a threat. Same way a cop would. Same way anybody who really cares about their immediate well-being and safety. Oh, that's a threat. Does it mean that they're going to rob me and kill me? No. Does it mean they're capable of it? Possibly. Does it mean that I should be aware? Always. Always. Out of self-preservation, always. Connection. It's no different for me to walk through the neighborhood and see a crowd of young black men with ski masks and realize that they're a threat, potentially a threat, than for me to look at a crowd of construction workers who are brown skinned or have a Hispanic look to them and think some of them might be illegal immigrants. That's not racism. That ain't racism, folks. We don't have a consensus on that in the Minnesota Republican Party. I say all that to say we do not have a consensus on that in the conservative movement, in the Republican Party of Minnesota, or nationwide. And let's continue to name the names. Republican-held Congress, Republican-held Senate, Republican White House, conservative, and I say that with air quotes for those listening, not watching, conservative-leaning Supreme Court, all of them are soft on foreign invaders. Every single one of those bodies, all four of them, are soft on foreign invaders. The Congress, the Senate, the White House, and the Supreme Court are all soft on foreign invaders. And you all are going to try and make Mike Lindell the fall guy of our woes around this foreign invasion? Not on my watch. I'm sorry. I could do a lot of things for you, but that I can't do. That I'm just not. No. See, and my number one pet peeve, and if you watch the show, you know, my number one pet peeve is scapegoats. I can't stand scapegoats. It's part of the reason why I became such a faithful President Trump supporter, because I recognize this country's impetus to find and ride a scapegoat so they can justify their own laissez-faire apathy is profound. It's profound and it's insidious. I'll say it again. America's impetus to find and ride a scapegoat to justify their own laissez-faire apathy is profound and insidious. And that's what President Trump has been for the better part of 10 years. And now, after he endorses Mike Lindell, and it appears we were all right about the 2020 election and the undermining of the 2020 election and election security as a general proposition. Now, all of a sudden, Mike slips up and he throws out this bad amnesty proposal. And it's, oh, Mike Lindell's a traitor. Oh, really? No, you know who I think the traitors are? I think every one of you conservative white men in this country who sent Michelle Tafoya even a single dollar are traitors. That's what I think. And I think, no, I know. I don't think I know. I know it's not going to get me any votes, but I know for a fact that the real crisis in this country is men who get seduced by their sexual impulses. And therefore, not that it's wrong to love women. We don't want to become eunuchs and we don't want to become raging homosexuals as a response. But the fact that we've allowed the feminist movement, like I've said many times, and even these women on the conservative side to dictate the direction of our political culture is an indictment of your character, especially you Christian men. And the fact that you would actually convince yourselves that this woman is electable because she's pro-choice and the center-left communists love a good pro-choice Republican woman, you all are the traitors. And oh, by the way, the Michelle Tafoyas of the world were in favor of the Dignidad Act, which would have effectively granted amnesty to God knows how many of these foreign invaders, and you all still sent their money. I know when it gets like that, people just kind of go, man, that guy Royce, man, you know, he's a little extreme for me. You know, that guy Royce, you know, I like him, but they say I like him, but he's a little angry. Yeah, that guy Royce, he's a little angry. He says a lot of things that make sense, but I don't know if I can trust him. He's a little angry. Don't trust me. Don't like me. I don't want you to like me. I didn't get into politics to pander, to play around, to pretend, to be some polished puppet, and I definitely didn't get into politics to lie, you know, to get up on the stage and lie. You people are full of it. You're full of it. You know, you're scapegoat aficionados is what we are. America is a scapegoat aficionado. That's what we do. We're great at that. We find a scapegoat here, there, anywhere, everywhere. We find scapegoat. Everywhere you look, there's a scapegoat. Our entire organizing principle, the entire organizing principle of American culture is scapegoats. One way or another, we will find a distraction, a suitable distraction to keep everybody focused. We're going to find something to keep people distracted other than going right down the center of the road, right down the middle. What's right down the middle? Mass deportations, 20-year moratorium on all illegal immigration, on all legal immigration, I'm sorry. On all immigration. Mass deportations. If you're for amnesty, if you're not for mass deportations, you're for amnesty. Mass deportations, 25-year moratorium on all immigration. Get a head count in the country. We have to get a head count in this country. Simple. Secure the elections. And until we can get a head count, a proper head count, and secure our elections, guarantee at least some shot in the dark of a guarantee around election security, the president can't even consider giving his government back to the Democrats. Until we get secure elections in this country, even a resemblance of secure elections across this country, and a head count, the president of the United States can't even consider giving this government back to these traitors. Now, that's a daunting proposition because a lot of you have a lot of problems with President Trump's particular choices on certain matters. And I voiced my disagreement with those as well. Like, for example, For example, the real threat of jihad is right here in Minneapolis. It's right there in New York City. It's not in Tehran. It's not in Tehran. And like I said in the you know, it's a, come on, it's a wink and a nod, it's a wazzy, it's a woozy, it's that's not real. It's not real. Okay, I'm not saying they don't have yellow cake uranium. What I'm saying is you cannot convince me that we can put a heat-guided missile up, but we don't know where the 20 million foreign invaders are that came into our own country. Then we have a problem with our priorities, or we have a lie, a dishonesty about the level of sophistication in our security, in our surveillance, in our security. It's just one or the other. The real threat is our elections not being secure and the 20 million foreign invaders. That's the real threat to our nation. Full stop. And by that measure, President Trump needs to stay in the White House. And when he says Trump 2028, I think it's he's kind of being tongue in cheek. I'm not. I'm dead serious. And see, we live in such a strange culture, such a strange time with the peculiar narrative and odd bedfellows. There are actually people out there who are closer to the Mike Pences of the world that think they're more MAGA than me. And I'm just sitting there going, Judas Pence, who certified that 2020 election? Are you kidding me? Well, I mean, if we want to redefine MAGA to the point where the Mike Pences of the world get a pass, and they don't even have to really apologize. It's not like Mike Pence can't. The other day when the president made that statement, it's not like Mike Pence followed up with it on his social media and said, you know what? I'm sorry, America, that I certified this election. After further review, after looking at some of these facts, these developing stories and some of this developing information about the 2020 election, under further review, I regret my decision to certify that rigged election. He didn't say that because he doesn't believe that. And neither do most of these other soft-bellied, light-in-the-loafers Republicans. The question is, how long are you going to keep riding this train? Just jump on the Royce train. Let's go for a ride. Let's go for a ride. It's liberating. You don't talk about liberty. You know what liberty is? Tim Scott's a stupid gay commie sympathizer. That's liberating. Mitch McConnell, I mean, what can you even say? A traitor. We can go on down the list. It's liberating. Just say it. Just say it, but mean it when you say it. And vote like you mean it. Participate like you mean it. You're watching The Alex Jones Show here on Sunday Night Live, The Alex Jones Network. I'm your guest host, Royce White, in the belly of the beast, battling the stomach flu, but we're here nonetheless. We'll be right back in a moment.
There's a massive sale going on right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Huge. Ultimate summer sale. 50% off Ultimate Power, Freedom Mango, and Patriot Punch. Methylene Red capsules. This is a proprietary product. It would take an hour to get into Ultra Methylene Red. The capsules are now in. Mind Fueled Nootropic Energy Shots. All 50% off. 40% off Zeolite Tincture. Detoxifying, upper spike protein, and it's good for your whole body getting heavy metals out. Methylene Blue Tincture, 40% off. CMOS Gummies, 40% off. Shilajit Gummies, 40% off. Methylene Blue Gummies, 40% off. Ultimate Chill, and a whole bunch of other big discounts as well. 30% off all apparel. The widest selection of Patriot shirts of every different design, configuration. It is the widest selection. It's over 800 different shirts. It's ridiculous. The new line that I designed is, I think, pretty good. Rebel Scum since 1776. The Betsy Ross flag, less 1984, more 1776. In muscle shirts. A whole bunch of other really cool stuff now at thealexjonesstore.com. I love this lightweight so-called dress shirt, but it's a very special type of shirt from a great manufacturer. We now have the boxer shorts, and they're not boxer-like underwear. You know, the classic boxer shorts that aren't long and aren't short. They're just kind of medium. They're my favorite type. I picked these out. I picked the brand. I said, this is the type of short I like. We're adding a lot of new apparel at thealexjonesstore.com. And every order right now, and it's about to end in the next few days, gets a free mystery T-shirt. You just put your size in. You get a free mystery T-shirt. With every order that's $29 or more at thealexjonesstore.com. That is a hell of a deal. right now. We've got the silver collectible 250-year anniversary with the amazing Jerusalem cross. Those are going to be gone soon. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And you stand with us, and you know that all the great work we're doing is because of you. You are the reason we're here. You are the InfoWar. TheAlexJonesStore.com.